我们感谢你早上在弟兄们在你的面前。
Lord, we thank you together before you this morning.
今天早上我们在求你恩待我们每一个人。
We ask you your blessing.
用你的话语带着你的能力进到我们当中。
By your words and your power, you be with us.
在我们众人的里面寻找一个顺服的心。
And seek the obedient heart among us.
让你的话语在我们身上发生果效。
So your words may be effective in us.
我们把下面的时间仰望在你的手里。
We commit the rest of this time into your hand.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
上一次我们交通到大祭司。
Last time we share about high priest.
大祭司有三个特点。
There are three characters of high priest.
弟兄姊妹，要不要帮忙我一下
？Can you help me？
第一个特点是什么
？What's the first character？
对，大祭司的最重要的一个特点就是连续人。
The most important character of high priest is compassion.
大祭司就是因为可以连续我们，他才能够对我们有帮助。
Because of his compassion, he can help us.
因为他自己知道我们的软弱。
He knows our weakness.
也经历过这个人世间的一切。
And he has been through the life of man.
就成为慈悲忠信的大祭司。
So he can become a compassionate high priest.
我们又提到，因为我们也被神拣选做了祭司。
And also we mentioned we were called by God to be the High priest.
所以今天我们也要来寻求我们里面是不是有一个体恤人的心。
So today we need to seek in us to see whether we have a compassionate heart.
大祭司第二个特点是他是被神所呼召的。
The second character of high priest is he is called by God.
被神所拣选的。
He is chosen by God.
一个人做大祭司不是按照自己的心愿。
Cannot become a high priest by himself.
也不是按照别人的其他人的拣选。
Or chosen by others.
那是神的拣选。
It is chosen by God.
今天我们得救做大祭司，做祭司岂不是也是这样？
Isn't it the same for us today? We are saved and we are chosen to be the priest.
第三大祭司的第三个特点乃是。他在苦难的里面学到顺从。
The third character of the high priest is he learned the obedience through suffering.
在苦难里面学到顺从以后，他就达到完全。
In his suffering, he learned the obedience and he reached the perfection.
然后他这个完全里面就产生救恩的根源。
In his perfect, the foundation of the salvation has been born.
所以这个救恩的那个根源是借着大祭司的受苦产生的。
The basis of salvation is because of the suffering of high priest.
后来我们又提到关于婴儿跟那个成人的事。
Later we mentioned the baby and the adult.
讲到那个吃奶跟吃干粮这件事。
And we mentioned about milk and a solid food.
然后那个思想就接到我们今天要来思想的第六章。
And this ties in with chapter 6.
第六章是接续第五章那个思想。
Chapter 6 is following the thought of chapter 5.
讲到人怎么样从一个婴儿到一个成人。
It mentions how can one from grow from babe to adult.
第六章给我们一条路。
And chapter 6 shows us a way.
就是从婴儿到成人的一个路。
From babe to a manhood.
我们请一位弟兄给我们把第六章念一次。
We'll ask one brother to read chapter 6 for us.
我们请 Jack 帮我们念第六章。
所以我们应当离开基督道理的开端，竭力进到完全的地步，不必再立根基，就如那懊悔死刑，信靠神，各样行礼， 按手治理使人复活，以及永远审判各等教训。神若许我们，我们必如此行。论到那些已蒙了光照，尝过天恩的滋味，又与圣灵有份，并尝过神善道的滋味，觉悟来自全能的人，若是离弃道理，就不能叫他们重新懊悔了，因为他们把神的儿子重钉十字架，明明的羞辱他，就如一块田地吃过屡次下的雨水，生长菜蔬，合乎耕种的人就从神得福，若长荆棘和蒺藜，必被废弃，尽于咒诅，结局就是焚烧。亲爱的弟兄们，我们虽是这样说，却深信你们的行为强过这些，而且近乎得救，因为神并非不公义，竟忘记你们所做的功和你们为他名所显的爱心，就是先前伺候圣徒，如今还是伺候。我们愿你们个人都显出这样的殷勤，使你们有满足的指望，一直到底，并且不懈怠，总要效法那些凭信心和忍耐承受应许的人。当初神应许亚伯拉罕的时候，因为没有比自己更大的可以指着启示，就指着自己启示说，论福我必赐大福给你，论子孙我必叫你的子孙多起来。这样亚伯拉罕既恒久忍耐，就得了所应许的。人都是指着比自己大的启示，并且以启示为实据了结各样的争论。照样神愿意为那承受应许的人格外写明他的旨意是不能更改的，就启示为证。借着两件不能更改的事，神绝不能说谎，好叫我们这些逃往避难所、实定摆在我们前头指望的人可以大得勉励。我们有这指望，如同灵魂的锚，又坚固又牢靠，且通入幔内。做先锋的耶稣，既照着麦基洗德的等次成了永远的大祭司，就为我们进入幔内。
好，谢谢。这里面头一句话就把这章的主题告诉我们，他说我们要离开基督道理的开端，竭力进到完全的地步。
Verse 1 gave us the theme of this chapter. It says, therefore leaving the elementary teaching about the Christ, let us press on to maturity.
这讲到一个完全，我们每一个人都不敢说我们要进入完全。
We cannot say that we are perfect.
我们稍微懂得一点神的恩典的人就知道自己是何等的软弱。
If we know God's grace, we know how weak we are.
但这个字实在有两个意思，一方面它是讲到完全，一方面是讲到成熟。
This word has two meanings. One is about perfect, the other one is maturity.
所以有一些翻译翻成完全，有一些翻译就翻成成熟。
So some version translate as being perfect, and the other one is maturity.
但是我们从这个字里面就可以看到神的心意。神的心意叫我们成熟，那个成熟就是完全。
And the, in this world we see God's will. He wants us to be to become maturity. That is a perfection.
那这好像对我们来讲就是一个很难的功课。
And this will be a very hard lesson for us.
我们怎么样能够达到完全？
How can we become mature?
我们需要有一条路。
We need a way.
这里告诉我们这条路有三个步骤。
And this shows that there are three steps.
这里从第一节到第八节告诉我们第一件事。
From verse 1 to 8 tells us the first step.
从第九节到第十八节讲第二件事。
From verse 9 to 18 this is the second step.
然后最后两节讲到第三件事。
And the last two verses tells us the third step.
从第一节到第八节里面讲什么呢？
What does it say in from verse 1 to 8?
这几节圣经里面呢是非常不容易读的。
These verses are very hard to understand.
但是这里面告诉我们一件事，就是讲到根基的问题。
But this tells us one thing, it's about the foundation.
这里他告诉我们不要再立根基了。
It says, not laying again a foundation.
一个人要能够长大，有一件最重要的事情
就是不能够离开根基。
For one to grow up, there's one thing very important is he cannot be away from the foundation.
他这里特别讲到几件事。
Here he mentions several things.
他讲到悔改这件事。
The first one is repentance.
那个死刑就是那些行为可以带进死亡的那些行为。
And all those works that will bring death.
他说这个悔改的根基不需要重新再立了。
The foundation, we do not have to lay again the foundation of repentance.
信靠神的根基不需要重新立了。
And the faith toward the foundation of faith toward God, we do not have to lay it again.
当时犹太人虽然信了主，但是他们还有一个习惯，要到圣殿里面献祭。
At that time, although the Jews have believed in God, but they still have this habit to go into temple and offer sacrifice.
好像有了羔羊的血，还要再有了那个耶稣的血，还要再有山羊的血一样。
It seems that although they have the blood of Jesus, they also need the blood of the lamb.
这就叫做另外再立根基。
This is called to lay another foundation.
那有些人他们觉得信了神以后还要再加上一点，要受个割礼，这样才更好。
And some of them think that once they believe in God, they also need to have circumcision.
割礼也是另外的根基。
And that circumcision is another foundation.
我们不需要有另外有悔改的根基。
We do not to lay lay again a foundation of repentance.
悔改的根基就是神的儿子钉十字架。
The foundation of repentance is the crucifixion of Son of God.
同样的，也不需要再有另外洗礼的根基了。
And we do not to lay the foundation of washings again.
为什么洗礼的根基也是神的儿子呢？
Why is it that the foundation of washings is a Son of God?
因为我们受洗乃是表明我们与主一同钉十字架。
Because through baptism we are one with God.
如果神的儿子没有钉十字架，我们就没有洗礼。
If the Son of God did not die for us on the cross, then we do not have this baptism.
这里讲到按手治理的根基也是神的儿子钉十字架。
And here is the foundation of laying on hand.Of hands is also the crucifixion of Son of God.
我们按手乃是表示我们与弟兄姊妹联合。
Laying hands because we have united with brothers and sisters.
所以神的恩典，神的生命在我们身上可以流通到其他的肢体身上。
The life of God in us can be flowing to others.
如果神的儿子没有钉十字架，我们自己都没有生命，怎么样能够把生命留给别人呢？
If the Son of God did not die on the cross for us, we do not have the life. How can we give life to others?
死人复活的根基在哪里？
What is the foundation of resurrection?
乃是基督受死从死里复活。
It's because Christ has died and resurrected from death.
所以今天我们要复活的盼望的根基在哪里？
What is our hope of resurrection?
乃是因为基督从死里复活。
It's because Jesus has resurrected from the dead.
讲到永远的审判。
I'm talking about eternal judgment.
那个审判的钥匙在谁的手里面？
Who holds the key of eternal judgment?
乃是在复活的基督的身上。
And it is the resurrected Christ.
所以讲到这些事情，它只有一个根基。
Talking about all of this, there's only one foundation.
而这根基已经立好了。
And this foundation has been laid.
不需要再立其他的根基。
We do not have to lay other foundation.
所需要的乃是站在这个已经立好的根基上面。
What we need is to stand on this foundation.
这是神如果许可我们的话，我们就要这样的做。
If God permits, we shall do so.
所以当时这是一个很严重的问题。
At that time, this is a very serious matter.
因为许多的神的儿女，他们在犹太教的里面，他们得着了这个救恩。
Many children of God, they have received this salvation.
但是他们仿佛要有两个根基。
It seems that they need two foundations.
他们一方面接受使徒他们所传的。
for when they received what the apostle preached to them.
但是一方面，这个渔船里面，犹太教里面的东西，他们不能够完全的丢弃。
And another, they cannot get rid of the traditions of the Judaism.
就让他们不能够脱离婴儿的光景。
So this make them cannot get rid of babe, being babe.
接下去是这个希伯来书作者讲到一件很严重的事。
And continue the author of Hebrews talking about very serious matter.
从第四节到第八节，这里面一节圣经看起来是非常严肃的。
From verse 4 to 8, there's one verse is very serious.
他讲到有一般人。
They talk about a group of people.
这般人实在是蒙了神非常大的恩典。
They have been blessed greatly by God.
我们怎么知道他们得到神的恩典？
How do we know that they have received God's grace?
他们说他们是蒙了光照。
Because they have been enlightened.
一个人属灵的程度实在是按照他蒙光照的程度。
The measure of one's spiritual condition is according to the measure of their enlightenment.
一个人越成长，他就越容易被光照。
For once, it's more mature, then he receive more enlightenment from God.
这般人不但得到神的光照，他们有尝过天恩的滋味。
They are not only receive enlightenment from God, and also they also have tasted the heavenly gift.
天恩就是属天的恩赐。
These are the heavenly gifts.
他们不但是有光照，他们有恩赐。
They have enlightenment, also they have gifts.
光照就带来看见。
Enlightenment brings allow them to see.
这个恩赐就让他们可以服侍。
And the gifts allow them to serve.
没有一个服侍不需要属天的恩赐的。
All the ministry needs the heavenly gifts.
所以这些人实在是蒙神的恩典，有看见，又有服侍。
They are blessed by God because they have seen and they can serve.
他们在圣灵里面有份。
And they are also the partakers in Holy Spirit.
这代表他们有经历。
That this means they have experience.
他们尝过神善道的滋味。
They have tasted good word of God.
代表他们有知识。
That represent they have the knowledge.
他们觉悟来世全能。
And they also knows the powers of the age to come.
表示他们有能力。
That means they have power.
说这样的人我们都已经很羡慕了。
We are all envy people like that.
你看有看见。
They have seen.
有服侍。
They serve.
有经历。
They have experience.
有知识。
They have knowledge.
有能力。
They have power.
岂不是我们都要追求的吗？
These things are we seek for.
但是这样的人离弃了道。
Yeah, those person have fallen away.
怎么可能这样的人离弃的道理？
How can they fallen away?
好像是件不可思议的事。
It seems that we cannot understand.Imagine.
只有一种可能性，这样的人会离弃道理。
There's only one possibility for their fallen away.
这一个可能性就记载在路加福音里面讲了一句话。
It record in the book of Luke.
是讲到犹大的。
It talk about Judah.
他说撒旦进入了犹大的心。
That Satan has entered into his heart.
因为撒旦的本身就是离弃神的人。
Because Satan is the one who fallen away from God.
撒旦有看见。
Satan see.
他们是那个时候是天使，他们有服侍，他们有经历，他们有知识，他们也有能力。
He was the fallen angel, and he has a minister, and he has experience. He had the knowledge, and he had the power.
但是他选择来抵挡神。
Yeah, he choose to against God.
只有这一个可能，他才会抵挡神。
This is only a possibility that they were against God.
所以人除非是被撒旦所得着了，一个蒙恩的人不会落在这个光景里面。
Unless a believer has taken by Satan, he won't fall into this condition.
怎么样一个蒙恩的人会落在这个光景里面呢？
How can a believer be fall into such condition?
还是离开了根基。
Because they have a fall away from the foundation.
所以根基乃是最重要。
Because then we know the foundation is very important.
有些人羡慕恩赐。
Some will envy the gift.
有些人羡慕经历。
Some will envy the experience.
有些人羡慕知识。
And some will envy knowledge.
有些人羡慕能力。
Or powers.
但是最重要的乃是我们那个根基。
But the most important thing is the foundation.
乃是钉十字架的耶稣。
It's the crucifixion of Jesus.
有些人读到这里的时候，他们就怀疑人一次得救不是永远得救。
Somebody when they read this part and they will think that man cannot receive the salvation.
事实上，这句话这一段圣经不是讲到人一次得救还不是永远得救。
Actually, this passage did not talk about the for one salvation is the eternal salvation.
我们这个人信了神以后，我们实在有一个救恩，得到救恩的把握。
Once we believe in God, we have the assurance of salvation.
我们虽然有软弱，
although we are weak,
我们虽然有失败，
well, we may fail,
我们虽然有悖逆，
we are rebelling,
但是什么时候我们抓住这个根基，我们还是有救恩的把握。
If anytime we hold on to this salvation, if we hold on to this grace, we have the salvation.
除非我们把这个根基完全弃绝。
Unless we fall away from this foundation.
这是我们进入至圣所的道路。
This is the pathway for us to enter into the Holy of Holies.
就是基督的身体。
This is the body of Christ.
那个道路永远是为我们敞开的。
This path has open for us.
我们随时都可以借着基督的身体进入幔内。
Anytime we can through but the body of Christ enter into the Holy of Holies.
但是如果一个人把这个基督的身体弃绝了，
if we forsake the body of Christ,
他就没有进入幔内的路。
Then we do not have the way to enter into the veil.
不是神把那个路关闭。
It's not God has closed this path.
而是人把那个路弃绝了。
It's because man has forsake the path.
只要人回到这个根基，拣选这条道路，世人每一个人都可以得救。
Once man return and choose this path again, then he can have the salvation.
他就把人形容像一个田。
He described man as a field.
把神的恩典比喻作雨水。
And God's grace is like rain.
神就像那雨水一样。把各样恩典丰丰富富的赐给我们。
God gave us His grace like rain.
为的是要让我们这个人长出菜蔬。
For us, to bring forth the vegetation.
而不是长出那个荆棘。
It's not for us to grow thorns.
那荆棘是我们这个人的本相。
They are the thorns are our nature.
荆棘是我们这个人的代表。
It's just us.
所以在旷野里面，神在荆棘的里面向摩西显现。
That's why God appeared to Moses in the thorn of fire.
这个充满荆棘的这个人，实在需要神在我们的里面。
And the person like us, we need God to be in us.
好，叫我们这里面这个荆棘就变成菜蔬。
So the thorn within us will become a vegetable.
合乎那耕种的人使用。
It's useful for those
used by those who farm.
It's useful for those who farm.
所以这里讲到第一节到第八节，讲到进入完全的头一件事，就是不可以离开根基。
From verse 1 to 8, it shows that the pathway enter into the perfection.Is not leaving
the foundation.
从第九节到第十八节讲到第二件事。 from verse 9 to 18 tells us the second thing.
讲到一个不改变的应许。
It tells us the unchangeable promise.
我们怎么知道我们可以进入完全？
How do we know we can enter into maturity?
因为神应许我们，我们要进入完全。
Because God has promised us.
这是我们进入完全的一个最大的把握。
This is our the great assurance.
不是我们有一个很好的聚会。
It's not because we have a good assembly.
而不是我们有一个很好的教师。
Nor we have a very good teacher.
或者是我们有一班很好的弟兄姊妹。
Nor we have a group of good brothers and sisters.
那些事情都有帮助。
These will help us.
但是我们之所以能够进入完全，乃是按照神不改变的应许。
But the reason for us to enter into maturity is because God's promise.
这里讲到有两件事不能改变。
There are two things that can that are unchangeable.
头一件事乃是那个因为神的发的誓，所以那个不能改变。
The first is the oath of God.
神在旧约里面设立了许愿跟启示的条例。
In the Old Testament, God has gave us the law of taking oath.
一个人怎么样向别人说应许呢
？How can one promise another？
一个人既然是会改变的，怎么能够应许另外一个人呢
？One will change. How can he promise another person？
所以神就给他们设了一个条例，他们可以指着耶和华来起誓。
So God gave them a law. They can take oath by God.
所以那个神就来保证那个人所说的话。
So God will guarantee the promise.
所以人在神面前起誓，人的话就不能改变了。
So if we can if one take an oath before God, and this will not change.
所以讲到神不能找一个比他更大的人来起誓。
Here says God cannot swear by no one greater.
所以神就指着自己起誓。
So he swore by himself.
所以因着他的誓言，所以神的应许不可以改变。
Because his oath, his promise cannot be changed.
还有一件事情不能改变。
There's another thing cannot be changed.
就是神的旨意不能改变。
It's God's will.
神的旨意是不会改变的。
God's will never change.
神怎么样应许亚伯拉罕，那个应许就要成就。
How God has promised Abraham, and this promise will become true.
所以这两件不能改变的事情加在一起。
And these two unchangeable things.
一个是他的旨意
，One is his promise，
一个是
its will，
一个是他借着他对他旨意所发的誓。
And another thing is he has take oath。
没有一件事，宇宙里面没有一件事比这件事情更有把握的了。
There's nothing nothing better than this in the universe。
所以这是我们里面的把握。
This is our assurance。
我们要进入完全的把握。
This is the assurance for us to enter into maturity.
那怎样什么样的人可以进入完全呢
？And what kind person can enter into maturity?
是不是我们得到这个这个把握以后，我们就什么事也不做呢
？Is it we just receive this assurance and we do not do anything else?
不是，十一节告诉我们，我们要殷勤。
No, on verse 11 tells us we have to be diligent.
殷勤乃是一个承受应许人在地上的表现。
Diligence is the our representation of one who has the full assurance.
我们读圣经的时候，发现每一个蒙承受应许的人都是殷勤的。
And when we read the Bible, we will see all those who has the full assurance of hope, they are diligent.
我们看到亚伯拉罕是殷勤的。
Abraham is a diligent man.
从哪一件事情上知道他是殷勤的？
From which things we can see this?
从他为索多玛祷告这件事情，我们看见他是殷勤的。
From his prayer for the Sodom.
他不是一次祷告，他多次的祷告。
He didn't pray once only. He prayed many many times.
我们看到以撒是殷勤的。
And we see Isaac is a diligent man.
以撒实在什么事都不需要做，因为亚伯拉罕把什么都预备好了。
Isaac doesn't have to do anything because Abraham have prepared has done everything for him.
但是以撒是殷勤的，因为圣经上说以撒耕种，就那个田地呢就收成一百倍。
And but Isaac was a diligent man because Bible tells us that he farmed land and he received hundredfold.
一个人种地那个收成一百倍，那个人一定是殷勤的。
For a farmer who farmed the land and received hundredfold, he must be a diligent man.
雅各也是殷勤的。
And Jacob is a diligent man also.
他为了得到妻子做工14年。
He has worked 14 years for his wife.
每一个承受神应许的人都是殷勤的。
Everyone who received God's promise, he is a diligent man.
今天我们在地上我们也很殷勤。
Today on earth, we are also diligent.
但是有多少会是为了承受应许而殷勤？
For how many things we do today, is for the promise of God.
这是头一个承受应许人的表现是殷勤。
The first thing that for those who have the full assurance of hope, they are the diligent people.
十二节告诉我们另外一个承受应许人的特点。
And verse 12 it tells another character.
就是忍耐。
It's patient.
忍耐是信心的表现。
Patient is the representation of faith.
一个人不能忍耐是因为没有信心。
If one doesn't have patience, then he doesn't have faith.
挪亚在造方舟的时候需要很大的忍耐。
When Noah built the ark, he must have patience.
他盖方舟盖了好多年了。
He built the ark for many years.
不是一两年，几十年了。
It's not just one year or two. It's many many years.
每年都要接受别人的嘲笑。
Every year people will mock at him.
但是挪亚忍耐。
But Noah has a patience.
为什么他能忍耐？因为他有信心。
How come he can be he has patience because he has faith.
约瑟也是一个忍耐的人。
Joseph is also a patient man.
被卖到卖到外地去，他还是忍耐。
He was sold to the Gentiles, but he still had patience.
被害到监狱里面，他还是忍耐。
When he was put into prison, he had patience.
那个忍耐的背后还是有信心。
Behind the patience, there's a faith.
所以一个人能够忍耐，才能够承受神所给我们的应许。
If one can have a patience, then he can receive God's promise.
所以这是第二点。进入完全那个因素。
This is a second reason for entering into the maturity.
一方面，我们有这个进入完全的把握。
One thing we have the assurance of entering into the maturity.
因为这个把握，在地上我们做一个殷勤又忍耐的人。
Because of this assurance, we are a diligent and a patient man.
这样的人才可以进入完全。
These people can enter into maturity.
第三，讲到十九节到二十节。
Thirdly, from verse 19 to 20.
这讲到一件事，讲到指望。
It mentioned the hope.
人在忍耐的时候，什么事情可以让一个人继续忍耐？
It means patient, or what can keep him going?
那是有那个指望。
It's because this hope.
这个指望乃是像灵魂的锚一样。
This hope is it's like the anchor of the soul.
是坚固的指望。
It's a sure.
是牢靠的指望。
And steadfast.
更宝贵的，这是进入幔内的指望。
And this is the hope that we can enter within the veil.
什么东西可以进到幔内？
What things can enter into the veil?
第一是被拣选的。
One is those who have chosen.
第二个是带着血的。
Covered with blood.
只有合乎这两个条件才可以进到幔内。
Only people who have met these two requirements, they can enter within the veil.
我们有这个指望是在幔内的指望。
We have hope which is entering within the veil.
这个指望不会叫我们落空的。
This hope will not.Disappoint.
所以我们看见进入完全有这三件事。
So we see there are three things for entering into the maturity.
第一个乃是我们那个不能动摇的根基。
The first is the unshakable foundation.
第二件事乃是这个不能改变的应许。
And second is the unchangeable promise.
第三件事乃是这个通入幔内的指望。
And the third is the hope that entered within the veil.
我们刚才讲过，这个根基，这个根基乃是钉十字架的儿子。
And this foundation is the crucifixion of Son of God.
约翰福音告诉我们，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给我们。
In John 3:16 tells God loves us.
So, 我们讲到根基是讲到神的儿子。
So when we talk about the foundation, we are talking about Son of God.
那这个指望是这个应许是什么呢
？What is the promise?
犹太人都有一个应许。
And all Jews have this promise.
每一个以色列人都知道。什么是神的应许
？All the Israelites know what the promise of God.
神的应许就是弥赛亚。
And the promise of God is the Messiah.
神所有的应许都在这个弥赛亚的里面要成就。
All the promise of God will be accomplished in Messiah.
弥赛亚就是这个希腊文的基督。
And Messiah in Greek is the Christ.
所以彼得在五旬节的时候就说，以色列家你们要确实知道。你们钉十字架的耶稣已经神已经立他为主为基督了。
So, on the day of Pentecost, Peter said, you have to know that,
the
Christ you crucified has become the Lord and the Christ.
哥林多后书又说神所有的应许在基督里面都是是的，借着他也都是实在的。
And in the Second Corinthians also say all the promises God made in Christ are true.
所以我们知道这个应许就是指的基督。
So we know the promise refers to Christ.
好，那这指望是什么呢
？And what is hope?
二十节告诉我们说，做先锋的耶稣就照着麦基洗德的等次，成了永远的大祭司。为我们进入幔内。
Verse 20 tells us where Jesus has entered as a forerunner for us, having become a high priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek.
所以这个指望就是大祭司。
And the hope is the high priest.
这三个名字都是我们主的名字。
The three names are Jesus.
他是神的儿子，成了我们的根基。
He is the Son of God to become our foundation.
他是基督，是我们的应许。
He is the Christ, is our promise.
他是大祭司，成了我们的指望。
He is the High Priest to become our hope.
这样我们就可以进入。
This we can enter into maturity.
我们要离开道理的开端。
We have to leave in the elementary teaching.
进入完全的地步。
Enter into maturity.
不是靠我们自己。
We can, it's not by us.
乃是靠神的儿子。
By the Son of God.
成为我们不动摇的根基。
He becomes our unshakable foundation.
乃是按照神的应许。
By God's promise.
在基督里面都要成就。
Which will be accomplished in Christ.
乃是靠着这升天的大祭司。
It's by the ascending high priest.
成为我们。那个牢靠的指望
，It become our sure and steadfast hope.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you.
你要我们脱离道理的开端。
You want us to leave the elementary teaching.
让我们进入完全的地步。
You want us to press on and enter into maturity.
不是靠着我们的自己。
Not by us.
乃是靠着你的儿子。
But by your son.
乃是你靠你儿子设立这不可动摇的根基。
He has laid the unshakable foundation.
借着你在创世以前对我们所设立的应许。
By the promise you have given us before the foundation universe.
乃是在基督里面都要成就。
In Christ they will be accomplished.
我们更感谢你为我们成为大祭司。
We thank that you become our high priest.
天天为我们祈求。
You intercede for us every day.
成为我们坚固的指望。
To become our hope of sure and steadfast.
让我们天天投靠这个大祭司。
So we come to this high priest.
让我们天天站立在不动摇的根基的上面。
We can stand on this unshakable foundation.
好叫神的旨意能够成就在我们身上。
So God's will can fulfill in us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.